They assemble at night, each one having prepared as diligently as possible for the time given to them before the witching hour, the hour of reckoning, the time when they begin outdoor cartoon television. Stray Casts is on the air.
Get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide, and I turn and I look and I go for a ride, and it's Wednesday night and I get to see you again. Bass Fishing Galaxy, it is time right now for Stray Cast Outdoor Cartoon Television.
You were singing just then.
I just was throwing out some old school Beatles versus Motley Crue in honor of our guest plural tonight.
Guests.
It is a hostile Zona takeover tonight here on Stray Cast Outdoor Cartoon Television. The Zona family coming on. Hunter, Jacob, and Marconi. He's Italian.
Zetrain.
Yes. Zetrain, je comprends. Je le pantons songer. That was French.
Yes.
That I just spoke right now.
Oui.
Hey, I'm always excited when the Zonas are coming aboard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
It's always a fun time. We just are not sure what can possibly happen. When the stars collide in the Bassin universe.
The cosmos.
Emerges and the still sea conspires in armor and the horse breathes its last breath in mute nostril agony.
I'm with you.
I don't even know what I'm talking about, but I do know we're going to have fun tonight. This is Stray Cast Outdoor Cartoon Television. I am your host, Pat Renwick. This is the shenanigans. This is the maniacy. This is the glorified outdoor extravaganza that we call, what do we call this show?
Cray Strats.
Cray Strats Outdoor Cartoon Television. And this guy over here, he plays drums, in case you didn't know. And he's also,
why would you know?
He's also one hell of a bass fisherman. This is my little buddy over here. He's my co-host. This is Ryan Popcorn Whitaker.
Hello.
Yeah. Woo!
Once again, thanks
that's
for
how,
having me on, Pat.
That's how we do it at Ashley Schaefer. Yeah. Right
sweep
there.
Sweep it away.
Woo!
Sweep it away.
Boom. Right there. You guys know him as a hip hop guy. He hips and he hops. But I just know him as my friend, John Paul Jacob Heimer Schmidt. He is the one, the only OG hip hop fisherman, JP. Hey, who's doing that? Me or JP? Who is that? We don't even know. We don't even know who's doing it. Probably the best freaking producer in this room right now.
Absolutely.
He produces the hell out of this show every Wednesday night, or three Wednesday nights. We take one Wednesday night off a month.
Most Wednesday nights.
To regroup our categorizations. But this guy over here, he's also an amazing bass fisherman. The cool thing about this is we all bass fish. Is that our common nucleus, our denominator?
I think we found
bond?
It.
This guy over here is Andrew Ellenberger, the ginger freaking ninja, right there. Yes. A.K.A. Andy.
Exclamation point on that one that time.
Andy. Hey, today, it's October is Bass Fashion Month. Did you know that? And I happen to be wearing the high fashion power pole. What do you call these type of shirts? Microfiber sub-dye laminated power pole. Mark Zona Signature Series shirt. Is that what these are? Yeah,
they're on
Power Pole's website. Yeah. So go buy one. And in the meantime,
I thought that stood for Pat.
The P is for Pat.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Put those power poles down. Don't go anywhere. When we get back, it is time for the Zona Tribe right here on Straight Cast. Catch you in a minute. Pow.
Step up your game. It has been said that professionals are only as good as the tools they work with. And Alpha Angler has developed the ultimate set of tools for you, the competitive angler. Alpha Angler custom rods, brought to fruition by the passion of master craftsman Jake Boomer and 2017 BASS Angler of the Year, Brandon Palinick. Alpha Angler rods are custom made in the USA. Designed and engineered to be perfect, Alpha Angler utilizes a very unconventional approach to making the very best bass rods, from drop shotting to flipping. Alpha Angler's focus is on building perfectly balanced tournament-grade bass rods at an affordable price. Join the Alphalusion today and purchase direct at alphaangler.com. Step up your game. Alphaangler.com. PH Custom Lures by Phil Hunt are quickly becoming the most sought-after custom balsa baits in the industry, from the Little Hunter to the Squeaky Pea. These baits are pure quality, handcrafted, hand-carved, and hand-painted. But most importantly, they flat-out catch fish. PH Custom Lures has a bait for any situation in a magnitude of colors. Check out the Old School, Straighter, and PH Custom series at phcustomlures.com. That's phcustomlures.com.
The swim jig technique is one of the most successful ways to put fish in the boat. Time in and time out, Bravani bait swim jigs are just the right tool for the job. Beaming with quality, the Bravani swim jigs come in a myriad of colors, feature the best premium hooks and solid trailer keepers to give you, the serious bass angler, the confidence you need to accomplish your goal of putting more fish in the boat. So go to BravaniBaits.com and start climbing the ladder to swim jig success.
Quality, dependability, consistency, and fish-catching performance is what separates a War Eagle spinnerbait from the pack. Hand-assembled, inspected, and tested in Rogers, Arkansas, War Eagle lures are the choice of Mike McClellan, Andy Morgan, Edwin Evers, and you, the serious bass angler. War Eagle lures, when you absolutely have to catch fish. Find War Eagle lures at your local tackle store or visit WarEagleLures.com today.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Straight Cast Outdoor Cartoon Television. I'm your host, Pat Renwick. This is Ryan Popcorn Whitaker. And right now, if you can't tell, I'm a little bit hopped up on the Red Bull. And I'm pretty excited to bring this cat, this dude, this Broster Damus right here onto the show. This is his third appearance on this magical, maniacal mystery tour of a bass fishing talk show. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Mark Zona. Yes! It was Mark Zona. He bass fishes.
You yes. Bass fish?
Welcome back, Marky.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. Every single time that I've been on, it's been as exactly what you said, Patrick. It's been a magical, magic carpet ride, my friend. And I have to tell you something.
Tell me.
I have to give you guys props on something.
Tell me.
The first time I was on, I thought to myself, it was very similar to the first time that we met each other, Patrick.
Yes, sir.
I thought, what the hell is going on here right now? What is happening? You guys have done awesome, man, and I truly, absolutely mean that. It's been an amazing ride to watch what you guys have done.
Thanks, Mark. I mean, all the way from the Bass Buzz radio days to the legends in our own mind that we have become right now.
I've been telling my children, my wife, about myself all day long, trust me.
You got them prepped, in other words.
Exactly. I mean, this is, you know, the nice thing is I've got I had a shoot scheduled for the week, and the winds that we've had here in the Midwest kind of shut me down pretty bad, and I've been home for 3 days, and I'm fairly convinced that it's time for me to get back on the road. 3 days too much.
There it is. Hey, I mean, dude, it's, I want to throw it back at you too. You have come a long way yourself, young Mark.
Yes, sir.
I mean, back from the can I use this word without offending you, the shady boat salesman days to the you're kind of a big deal, Mark. You are.
No, people know you.
No. You know what's the people I hang out with are big deals, and it's weird. I think this is my, gosh, 12th or 13th year doing goofy television for the outdoors, and I'll be honest with you. I still get anxiety. I still get nervous. Like some of the projects I'm working on now. Here's what's weird, Pat, is last week I taped with, let me be a name dropper if you
please
don't
do,
mind.
Because I will.
I hung all week and taped with Van Damme, and to this day, I still get anxiety doing those shows and doing those shoots for the simple fact. Now, look, every one of your listeners, you guys, we all fish tournaments, whether it's weeknight tournaments, regional tournaments, national tournaments. I'll tell you now that I don't fish tournaments, and for the last, you know, dozen years, what does make you stay up at night is when you get in the boat with the Hackneys and the Aaron Martins and the Brent Ehlers and the Kevin Van Dams. That's an intimidating fishing outing, to say the least.
What's the intimidation, though? What do you want to keep up with them, or you just want to make sure you show them a good time, or what is it?
You know what's weird? I think a little bit of all that. Here's the you guys know those guys. If you go out there and don't bring any sort of game, they're not coming back. They're not going to ever come right. back if you're wasting their time. But the other side of it is you also here's what's weird is the Hackney, for instance, is I want to leave that trip with him thinking, dang it, I cannot wait to do that again.
That's my goal too, Mark. It is.
That needs to be the goal. That's probably the most intimidating thing, just because those guys are so incredibly good at what they do.
Absolutely, and we see it here every Wednesday night too. And now, and I don't mean this statement to seem arrogant and all, but tell me what might be wrong with me, because I am not intimidated. Why am I not intimidated and you are intimidated? It doesn't make sense. I feel very comfortable. I mean, again, I'm not sounding arrogant. It's just I'm actually very comfortable in most situations, but I feel so at home when I talk to you bass fishing professionals. I really do, man.
You're comfortable to an awkward point, to be honest. Everybody's different in how they, the things that keep me up at night is going into a shoot or stuff like that, at least in Zona World stuff. Bassmaster stuff's a little bit different, but you just want everything to go right. And you guys know this as well as I do. Doesn't matter if you're going out alone tomorrow or you're going out to tape a show, 99% chance something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
99% chance.
Absolutely.
And it's how you can adapt to that.
That's why we were late tonight. Because things were going wrong.
Yes.
Actually, I apologize. I have ADD. If you notice, I keep looking. Let's do some trivia where I ask you guys one question trivia.
Sure. Please do.
And I will give you, either one of you, $1,000 if you can guess the movie that I am watching right now. You each get one guess.
Okay, now can we let JP do it? Because he's looking for a job and he has no money. So
let JP in this too.
JP,
one guess.
JP, could give it a guess, because Zona wants to send you a grand.
Is it Young Guns 2?
Not a bad pick at all, my friend. Whenever somebody throws out some Lou Diamond Phillips at me, you've done well. It is not Young Guns 2.
I'm going to take Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo as my choice.
Here again, bullseye, but wrong. Just off the mark.
Ryan Whitaker, please take an attempt at this.
I'm going Magic Mike.
Magic Mike, Ryan Whitaker says.
Halloween 2 with a young Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know Jamie Lee Curtis was born with both parts, male and female.
I do, and I completely accept that.
What, we lost a little sound here.
Jiggle that wire.
Oh, okay. Ginger's working on it. Can you hear us okay, Mark?
I can hear you guys fine.
Okay, good, good, good. We kind of brought the whole thing about confidence and pressure up, okay, that we feel or don't feel in this industry. And it's a perfect segue, Mark, to our 1-3 Chicago Bears. And this might make sense to you after I say this, but what's that?
I said Trubisky.
Yeah, Trubisky quoted
this. Walk behind me. Walk by, look at this. This is no joke. This is how serious that crap is in this house. Show him the back of your jersey. Show him the back. That's a Trubisky jersey.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
You're darn right it is.
Ohio.
Yeah.
There's
exactly
the deal.
Hey,
right.
Mark, based on the tiny sample size of seeing Trubisky, do you think that
Hold on. I got to stop you for a second. I got to stop you because this is going to come in here. You're going to see. We were talking about pressure and we were talking about preparation. Now, Trubisky had the most amazing quote this week, okay? And he basically said pressure only appears when you're not prepared for something. Apparently, he's prepared for this, Mark.
Let me just put it this way, okay? I have watched every play of the last four Bears games. What else do you need to know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're two games. They're two games too late. But based on this.
I do agree with that. But here's, look. If Dak Prescott and Deshaun Watson and you can keep going, can come out of college and do what they have done, why are we not doing that?
Well, they said they had a plan. And they completely demolished that plan about eight games ahead of time. So,
well, they've had a plan since the 1985 Bears,
it's true.
Not gone all that well.
Yeah. It's true.
I'm ready for some Mitchcraft.
Yeah. Let's get some Mitchcraft.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, and so the problem is it John Fox? Is he part of the problem too, Mark?
Yes,
he's part.
Yes. And I just look at John Fox's. Come on, man, you could not win the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning. What do you think we're going to do with young Mitchell?
They just, you know, Chicago likes pink-faced guys. They do. And I'll admit, when they brought him in, I was like, this is good. He's pink-faced.
Pink-faced.
And I feel confident.
I was a little bit shaky. The other side of the Bears right now, and I'm friends with a couple of the players. Their defense is phenomenal right now.
Strong.
Yeah.
But the defense is on the field for 80% of the game. So, you know, it's just a little out of... And the only thing that's scary about the Mitch Trubisky experiment is what I'm calling it for the next couple weeks is, besides those two running backs, he does not have a lot to throw to.
No.
Just does not have a lot.
No weapons. So,
and bringing him out against the Vikings, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
They got a defense.
Right. But he seems very confident.
You know, now that we've been so versatile on this show tonight, I'm not scared to even throw out, if you're a fantasy football player, start the Vikings defense this coming week.
Okay, wow. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
I do a fantasy football podcast on the side, just so you know, Patrick.
Oh, nice.
No, I don't. That's a lie.
I'm sure the ratings would be better than this dumb show, that's for sure. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We're a bunch of flow highs around here. But so, Mark, I mean, let's get down to it, man. The nuts and bolts of this whole thing is that we are all bass fishing freaks. All right.
Yes.
It's been this way since day one. For most of us, I know for you, most of our viewers, everyone in this room. Couple things I want to go over with you. First off, we kind of missed you this summer, dude. There was, I don't know how to put it, man. There was rumors flying and abounding.
Oh, I've heard every.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean,
I think I started a few of them.
Everybody was okay. First off, and it kind of like all coincided. You kind of disappeared from the Bass Live,
right?
Your former Rod and Reel sponsor,
yes,
was no longer there.
Yes,
gosh, I heard that like you joined the first Church of the Dude for the Big Lebowski, and you were now abiding to the Dude.
And not only that, Karen and I had our third child was one of the big things and I started that one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Pat, you know what's interesting is I don't mind talking about it. I needed a break. And I know that sounds insane, but being gone 260 to 280 days a year is hard. And I was on a solid decade of that. And here's the thing. I'm not complaining about that. But what I really thought in my own head was, my baby is on a show. My baby is on Alive. Is my fishing show is my baby. And I needed to take care of that to be able to take care of everything else.
Yes.
And here is the great thing, and I'll be very, very, very blunt and upfront about this. It was the Saturday that Rick Klun won a year prior on the St. John's River. You guys remember that?
Absolutely,
tournament?
Yeah, I do.
Caught a giant bag. I went in Mike McInnes' office, and I said, Mike, I'm not going to lie. I'm going insane. I've been on the road for, and I'm not complaining. But I said, I got to get this fixed. And he said, what do you need to get it fixed? I said, I need five. I can cover five events. I can cover five events. I could do 12 Zona shows. I could do 12 the Bass Pros fishing shows. But that was the number in my head that I could handle. And here's the one thing I will tell you that he, Bruce Aiken, Jerry McInnes, and Tommy Sanders, they did everything they could to help me and make that happen. And that's the story. And I'm not going to lie. I talked to Davey before I made this decision to see where he was at.
Okay.
And I talked to Mercer about it, and I talked to Van Damme about it. And it was just, I needed to find a little bit more of a balance between Bassmaster and Zona Show and all the other projects that I was working on. I just needed to find balance, and I found it. And I owe them for letting me find it.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a full-on bass bender. I mean,
yeah,
for that long, for that extension throughout the year, that's crazy.
Well, you know, it's a good problem. I mean, it's a good problem to have, to be busy and to look. It's everything I dreamed of. But you know, I was also taking on hosting the Bass Pros, and I was doing a lot of Strike King Pro Team Journal stuff. You can only fit so much stuff in a 5-gallon bucket before the bucket's overflowing. And it all worked out. And here's what's really interesting about it is when I came, you know, basically what I asked for was I wanted the prime taping months, selfishly wanted the prime taping months, fishing months to tape Zona Show. March, April, sure. May, June.
The Slaughterhouse.
Which I did. I mean, I got, you know, 80% of my season shot. And what was interesting is when I got back to studio after ICAST, I was so ready to come back compared to the last 3 years where you're like, oh, my God. You know, it, just because you were beat down from travel. You weren't beat down from the job. Travel is what became the biggest nightmare. And I mean this, all those guys, Mercer and that whole crew that I've worked with for so long, I owe those guys for understanding the situation, because it was dire when I made that decision.
Dude, well, whatever is for the benefit of this sport that we love to keep you intact and, for lack of a better term, sane.
That's the right word. That is the right word.
You know, that's what benefits the sport. And I mean that as the sincerest compliment. There are three gentlemen that I know personally, and I feel that you three gentlemen are the hardest working people in bass fishing. There's Mike Iaconelli, the Jersey Devil never rests.
Right.
There's Kevin Van Dam, never rests, 100% all the time. And there's Mark Zona. You guys are full throttle, never half-assing. And the pressure, again, back to this pressure thing that you may feel sometimes because you're such, you guys are such perfectionists, okay? You may feel you're half-assing it, but it sure does not convey that way. It does not come out that way, man, and that's a sign of a true pro, dude.
To be in the mix of those names you just said. Number one, and that's not BS. I'm not worthy. You know, I'm like anybody else that's watching this show, dude. You put your hard hat on, keep your mouth shut, go to work, and run the ball, which is what we all do. But there's times throughout your career you've got to put important things sometimes in front of other things. And that's what I had to do with that situation. And I'll be honest with you. It was, from my family standpoint, my wife, my kids, I had to do it.
No, and we're glad you did.
Thank you.
We're absolutely glad that you did, man.
So anyway, Pat, that is the 100% true story. I remember the day I went in and asked Mike McInnes to give me a hand on this, and that whole group did. They did. They jumped to it, and I am forever grateful to the McInnes group and Bruce Aiken and Bass. I really am. I owe those guys for understanding.
And we appreciate you opening up to us about that, man. I haven't heard this from you yet.
I haven't talked about it, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I enjoyed messing around with it too much. It was too much fun for a while.
That's the magic of a bass fishing talk show right here. My goal as a bass fishing talk show host is to bring things to the bass fishing public that they don't get in other places. Like last week, Overstreet told us he actually cries sometimes inside. You know,
when he watches the winner.
When he watches the winner, he cries inside a little bit. Overstreet,
I truly believe that.
He said it. Yeah. I mean, that guy's like a stone.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is the magic to me, Mark. I sincerely appreciate that, man.
You are the magic to me,
oh,
friend.
Come on.
You're the wind beneath my wings, Patrick.
Thunder buddies for life, Mark. Thunder buddies for life.
I mean, drop the clutch, man.
Hey, what happened with your former Rod and Reel sponsor?
Oh,
see how I left hooked you there?
It was time to just part ways and everybody be friends. I saw the writing on the wall. My contract was good, honestly, till the end of 2018.
Okay.
And I love those products. I love those guys, but when there's a difference of opinions of where people are going, where I'm going with my business, where they're going with their business, why draw that contract out all the way to the end of 2018 and everybody, there's no reason to. I'm not big on changing partners and obviously, you know, for the last 10 years, I think we've kept the same stable of sponsors as we did since day one. But the other side of it is their direction with television and my direction with television, I had a feeling was going to be grossly opposite.
Okay.
At the end of 2018. So why wait? why wait?
Exactly. It's inevitable. It was
sure.
Divorce was inevitable. Sometimes.
And I asked for an early divorce. Yeah,
sometimes it is best to jump off a speeding train.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. Now you're with Daiwa. Staple in the industry for years, since we were kids, Mark, and before. I mean, think about it. Like, think of the old Rick Klun and Jay Ellis and Denny Brower ads. You know?
And Larry Bird.
That is so weird you bring that up, because I got up and spoke at ICAST in the Daiwa booth when they announced our partnership, and I brought exactly what you just set up, the old Team Daiwa reels, the old SS spinning reels. I still got four or five SS spinning reels.
Nice.
And one of the other things is I liked where Daiwa was going with some of their new products. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I was very familiar with their products just from hanging around Ayler so much and fishing with them so much. But the other side of it is I knew a lot of the guys that worked at Daiwa, and they were guys that I had worked with in the past, and they worked the right way. And one of the best experiences that I went through with Shimano was meeting private dealers. As much as I work for Bass Pro Shops, I do a lot of appearances in private, you know, sole ownership tackle stores. And I can tell you, the guys that I work with, Daiwa, truly get that and how important the mom and pop stores are the fishing industry, to how I grew up, and those guys get it. They get it, and that means a lot to me. That carries a heck of amount of weight to me.
I got a message here from Daiwa Corporate that they wanted me to share this with you tonight. Okay. Now this is a being put into effect immediately. That you, Mark Zona, from now on, you are only allowed to carry four Daiwa rod and reel combos with you at all times in the filming of your television show. And they want me to have you tell the world what those four Daiwa rod and reel combos would be that can cover every spectrum of your bass fishing needs.
That was a nervous look. That was very
right now. What I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, right now they want to know, because basically you got to give the rest of those combos to JP, right. And then you get to take four with you on the road.
I am going with two Tatula LT spinning reels, 2500 size.
Okay,
2500. I want two Brent Ayler drop shot rods. I'm not going to lie. The Ish Frog rod has become actually probably my most versatile rod. I want that rod with a Tatula SV high-speed reel, then give me the Brent Ayler 7'3" multi-purpose rod, and yet another Tatula SV high-speed reel.
What? That's going to cover your bass fishing? Wow! You did it right there. Round of applause for Mark Zona on the spot right there. Studio audience.
Can you tell that I shot videos earlier today?
Yeah, you did that.
That was solid.
That happened. Real good.
Did you guys plan that?
No, we just did a shameless sponsor plug inadvertently.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I love you, Mark.
You know, when I think of TH like Marine rehearsed. And Power Pole, guys.
Tell me about that. you mean this company right here?
Oh, is that what that says?
Or this shirt right here?
Ah, it's so shameless. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I get mail shipped to my parents' house sometimes, okay? Because we're actually doing the show for my... Mom, my tater tots ready yet? Yeah, my tater tots are almost ready.
Karen! Meatloaf!
So my mom calls me up and she says, Pat, there's a package here from the Marine Company. And I'm like, the Marine Company? What the hell is that, Mom? And my mom doesn't sound like that.
It's whale blubber.
Yeah, but I mean, I go, does it say TH Marine? And she's like, yeah, TH Marine, not the Marine Company. My mom sells it. Yeah, but I don't know. I share
those
story.
Guys are wonderful. Yeah, wonderful.
So anyway, man. Let's now. We got a couple things to go over here. You want to get to some viewer mail questions?
Let's do it.
Yeah, from some of your friends. From some of your friends. Now, also, I want to remind you all watching out there on the Bookface Live and on StrayCast.net, please start compiling your questions right now for Mark Zona, Hunter Zona, and Jacob Zona. So let's get to some viewer mail questions right here.
I am not answering what the amount is that Bass sold for today. I do not know.
Okay. No, they... we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Let's see here. This one is for the boys, so we'll save that one for when they come on. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, here's a good one here. The first one that comes up. This is from Death Spider from up north.
Death Spider, that's so great.
Death Spider from up north. This is in his words. Is there such a thing as too much llama? And if so, what is the acceptable amount of llama? Also, who has the best mustache in the game? That's from Death Spider from up.
Well, you know, I have a feeling I know that handle number one, Death Spider. I have a feeling I know where that comes from. It comes from the woods of Minneconkawan.
Yes, I'm waka waka chuka, huh?
That's correct. And I will tell you, there you can never have enough llama for the simple fact that llama makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. And to get an Elite Series angler, which I'm going to call Death Spider by his name, Seth Fider.
Oh! Hello, people.
How'd you crack it? He cracked it.
To get an Elite Series angler to do llamas all day long on Bassmaster Live, and it virtually have no meaning on planet Earth, my job is finished.
Job well done. Job well done, Mark. Well done, Mark Sona. This person prefers to stay anonymous and would like you to guess who this is from, okay? Ask Mark if he is as much of an NFL fan today as he was a month ago, and ask him who is putting him on the spot.
That is from Kevin Van Dam, the biggest Lions fan on planet Earth.
give me a buzzer. Ginge, where's the...
No!
Give me a buzzer. You are wrong. That is from Greg from Louisiana.
Oh, my God!
So is there an answer to that question? Are you a big fan of the NFL as you were a month ago?
Oh, he went political there.
He did, didn't he?
Political!
He did.
Oh, I still am, man. Look, do I agree with any of that crap? No, of course I don't. You know what? To each his own. Look, I know where I would stand, and I know where my boys would stand. That's all that matters to me.
That's right.
Anybody
dude.
Else? They ain't bugging me.
This one is from a gentleman from New Jersey who is a producer of a hit web show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's way better than this show. This is from Barry the Candlestick Maker in New Jersey, otherwise known as Barry the Carpenter.
That's right.
Or Brian the Producer, however you want to put it. What was worse, Ronnie Moore's failed high five on Bass Live or the time that Ryan Seacrest tried to high five a blind kid on American Idol?
I'm going to go with Ron Moore for the simple fact, I don't know if you saw it, Patrick, I went at him four or five times. I understand being in the game, bro. Take the blinders off, man. Ryan Seacrest high-fiving a blind kid. That is awful.
Brian the Carpenter knocked it out right there, dude.
He did.
He could have saved that for his show, but he gave it to us.
Great material.
Yes,
great
absolutely. Material. Thank you, Brian. This one is from the 2017 BASS Angler of the Year, Brandon Palenik. And Mark, he wants to know, how many times a year, on average, do you dress up like a werewolf and howl at the moon?
How many times? I just glitched a little. Do I say it again real quick?
Brandon wants to know, Mark, how many times a year average do you dress up like a werewolf and howl at the moon?
Well, I have done that last night. No joke.
Okay.
But there is some inside stuff. But I would say on average, how many full moons do we have? I'm going to say 12 times.
12 times. Okay. Very, very good. Very good. There you go, Brandon. Angler of the Year.
What? I felt so bad. Listen, I felt so bad. I called into Bassmaster Live, and Davey and Tommy and Mercer and all the guys, Ronnie and Such, they put me on the spot, and they said, seriously, who's going to win? I said, I'm not going to lie. I said, Christy's gonna figure out a way to blow this thing away by the end. I felt so bad texting Brandon. Hey, congrats. Sorry.
Well, you got to go with the veteran.
That's called hoof and mouth disease.
Yeah. Totally.
This one comes from an old pal of yours, and he actually sent me two questions, Mark. Why do I sound like Casey Kasem right now for some reason? Next up, a song by a guy that likes to eat the heads off of bats and chew razor blades.
I notice you kind of go in and out of that every now and then.
It's that damn radio I used to do, Mark.
Yes.
You know?
I noticed that.
That's what happens, dude. All right. So this one is from Tommy from Arkansas. And he has two questions for you, Mark. I'm going to do it in total Chicago accent now, okay? So now we feel a little more at home, okay? Got that, Mark? Got it, Sizzle Chest?
Get that through your head.
Here we go. Tommy wants to know, who from the world of wrestling would you most like to have on the pontoon boat for a day?
Wow. Well, that would be easy. It'd either be Haku or Tama, one of the Islanders.
Ooh, going island on them. Going
island. It's an old WWF team.
We got Poltergeist in here or something. Something's going on.
We're surging.
I'm seeing apparitions. Does Red Bull make you see apparitions?
Oh, yes.
I didn't have any Red Bull. I'm seeing them.
Haku and Tama, the Islanders.
Yes. Here's the second one from Tommy Sanders, Mark.
I will tell you, I would lean towards Coco Beware, too.
Yes. There you go. All right.
Top rope.
Last one from Tommy Sanders. And we have so many of these, but this is all we can get to. Which would you rather adopt, Mark, a camel or a zebra? And please let him know, because he can make either one happen. Tommy Sanders wants to know, which would you rather adopt, a camel or a zebra? And he can make it happen.
Neither. A llama.
A llama. He stumped him. That was phenomenal right there. That was amazing. Hey, how about we take a little break here, and then we bring on the Overlords of Valhalla, Hunter and Jacob Zona.
They're busy counting their money, right?
I could tell. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, put the power poles down. Mark, get yourself. Oh, hey, Mark, do you remember when you used to do that show, World's Most Greatest Awesome Zona's Fishing Show, before the show you do now?
Best of the World.
Yeah.
One canceled show in a long line of them that I hosted.
Yeah. Do you remember when you had an amazing tournament jersey that was like My Pretty Pony or something?
Yes.
Do you still have that?
No, we actually auctioned it off.
Damn it, I wanted you to come out after the break and wear that thing.
We actually auctioned it off. I think every tournament jersey I ever had, I was not a big tournament jersey guy. I'm a little bit against wearing pajamas, if you know what I mean.
Kind of with you.
You ever go in a bowling alley and watch guys that they wear their bowling jerseys, and you're like, Who in the hell dressed you, man? I'm not gonna lie. There's a similar trend in the fishing industry.
I know. It's like that guy in Uncle Buck that twirls the toothpick and gets it stuck in his mouth?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not seeing the connection.
I don't know. Hey, anyway, Bass Galaxy, put the power poles down. The entire Zona tribe. Maybe even Karen. Will Karen even come on?
No.
Ah, she never does. All right, we'll be right back with more of Zona Family. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere.
Taming the beast isn't easy, but the bigger your electronics, the more you have on the line. In conditions like this, you need the KVD Kong Extreme Electronics Mount. The only electronics mount designed and built to be rock solid. No movement, no matter how heavy your gear. A marine-grade mount for fresh or salt water that's monstrously strong. The KVD Kong Extreme Electronics Mount.
I'm John DeMay with M Jigs. Today, I'd like to share with you a little bit about a couple products that we have in our lineup that we're really excited about. The first product I'd like to talk to you about today is the Joe Football Head Jig. Right out of the package, you'll notice that our football head jig is different than most on the market. What makes our jigs different is the quality of components. Let's start with the hook. These hooks are custom made for us in Japan. 90 degree bend, black nickel hooks, razor sharp, JDM quality. All of our Joe football head jigs have living rubber skirts. They're hand tied with copper wire to ensure that they stay affixed, and it also helps them to flare while they're in the water. We powder paint and heat cure each jig to ensure that the paint stays on your jig even when you're fishing rock. Another feature that separates our jig from other jigs on the market is the screw lock keeper. The screw lock keeper does a couple things for you. Not only does it keep your bait affixed, it'll save you money on soft plastics that pull off of standard barb keepers. The second product I'd like to talk to you about is our hybrid flip and swim jig. We also have a custom hook in our flip and swim jig. It's a 4-aught 30 degree bend black nickel hook. It has the same durable paint, the same great keeper, and a hand-tied silicone skirt to complete it. So if you're looking for a premium product that's going to give you an edge over your competition, look us up at demjigs.com.
Rageous Outdoors is quickly becoming the industry leader in tournament fishing apparel. There's no better way to represent your sponsors than with a Rageous jersey. At Rageous, you can get a short sleeve, long sleeve, sweatpants, the best prices in the industry. Rageous also offers club and team discounts, special high school and college prices. Our website is easy to navigate, and Rageous' staff will make the process quick and easy for you. Rageous Outdoors, offering high-quality tournament apparel for the weekend angler. Outfit yourself from head to toe. Check out Rageous online at www.rageous.com.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my. Oh, my. Welcome back to Stray Cast Outdoor Cartoon Television. I'm Pat Renwick. Thank you for keeping with us here right now. This is a pretty big deal right now because for the first time ever, to my understanding, on a bass fishing talk show, we are honored to have the overlords of Valhalla, Hunter and Jacob Zona. Give it up for them right now. Woo!
The Z Amigos.
What's going on, man?
Yes.
They're here. It's Hunter and Jacob.
Yeah. And not only that, they wanted to bring in our dog. Our dog's name is Sucko.
Oh, Sucko. Really? I saw a very disturbing video that you sent me of you and Sucko, by the way, Mark.
I know. I sent other ones, too.
So, Hunter and Jacob, I want to lay some ground rules, okay? We're going to get this out of the way right away. Pretty much anything goes on this show, okay? But there are three rules that we stick by here, okay? And you must abide by these. First off, we make fun of everything except Mike Ditka, Jesus, and Rick Klun, okay? So anything goes, but there's no making fun of either three of those guys. You understand? Are you okay with that? Are you okay? Yeah, they're okay with it?
I think they're in.
Okay,
they're
good. In. We have to clear that up. It's our disclaimer right there. But, guys, congratulations. You guys are kicking ass right now, locally. Forces to be reckoned with.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Yeah, it's been a good year.
Now, no offense intended here, but you guys, you shared a womb, and I can't. You're twins, obviously, and I can't tell which one of you is which. Which one is which?
I'm Hunter, and Jacob's in the back with the Trubisky jersey.
And Jacob, yeah, right. Jacob can't speak, right? Jacob, does he have a tongue?
Okay.
You know, he didn't have to speak for me to know that he is an optimist. I know that about you.
Yes. Yeah.
Just by the jersey. That's awesome.
Guys, you're kicking butt, man. I mean, here's the deal. First off, I hope you know how proud of you your father is. And he constantly said he'll send me pictures of you guys just dominating. And that's where I originated the term the overlords of Valhalla, because you are kicking butt constantly. And what's going on here, man? I mean, do you spend every day on the water? Is that the deal? I mean, you're back in school now, but I mean, like all summer, are you on the water every day?
During the summer, yes, but school kind of like, you got to work around homework and
kind of gets in the way.
It gets in the way, doesn't it, Ryan?
Spring school?
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of like Beavis and Butthead a little bit.
Yeah.
Back there.
School sucks.
Yeah, school.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Well, we got you all three here.
Yeah.
The stars of the best commercial I've ever seen on a fishing show.
Yes.
So bad.
The last Boat US commercial is the best thing I've ever seen. I mean, did you guys plan to script that out of the 80s?
Whichever one gets married first, I will play that at their wedding.
You better. Awesome. You better.
You know what's interesting, Pat, and I'll tee Jacob up on this, is what I have found interesting is everybody that watches your show, both of you, we've all fished team tournaments. Mm-hmm. We've all fished team tournaments.
Yeah.
And you know when you've got the right partner, you know when you've got the wrong partner. here's an amazing dynamic right here. You ready?
Yeah.
And I'll let Jacob talk about this. They each run the trolling motor in different techniques and depths of water.
Wow.
Go. Tell them.
That's a dynamic. Get that.
Yeah. So I do kind of like shallower stuff. Like I'll do, if we go into docks, or like, I'd say less than 10 feet.
Okay.
Or less than 5. I do like really shallow. And then he'll do it like running deep breaks and everything else. Like when we're throwing drop shots and other stuff really deep. And it like works out, because I feel like my strong suit is like running it shallow. I can see what I'm doing. I'm like focused on what I want to do, and then he does it deep where he can navigate, help me out in the back too. Like, when we do docks, I mean, like, I don't necessarily cater to him. I try to, like, help him out, but...
So this kind of goes to the Rick Klun.
Jake
the Rick
is humble.
Klun, the vision thing.
The vision?
One of you's got the flipper's vision, one of you's got the caster's vision.
Hey, I will tell you, they were both skipping... half-ounce jigs under boat docks with bait casters when they were 12.
Phenomenal.
That is a magical sight to see, man. It is a magical sight to see. Because I looked at them when they were 12 and I said, oh, you're going to win a couple bucks doing that in a few years.
Nice, nice. So I guess you guys do share well then. I mean, a lot of brothers have problems sharing. So apparently you guys have found the happy medium.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, at the beginning, like when we first started doing tournaments together, we were like, oh, who's going to do what, like on the trolling motor? And then when we did docks, I'm like, oh, I'll take them. And then Jacob's like, no, I'll take them. Then I kind of had to like be like, okay, since I do them deep, I'll give you this. we'll kind of split it. And then it's worked out. So, I mean, I don't mind getting back in the boat and when we do shallow in docks and tournaments. I mean,
get to the back.
What I've always told him when they had a good year dock fishing is I always tell him, if you're in the back of the boat, your job is one thing all day long. catch one or two behind your brother. Just one or two, and that'll make an enormous difference by the end of the day.
Big time. Mm-hmm. That's like J.P. High, the hip-hop fisherman. He is like the Harvey Keitel. He plays cleanup. He's the non-boater. You know, I mean, are you getting the analogy? Yeah. I mean, totally. J.P. is amazing at that.
Yeah, he just soaks that little turd back there.
So,
right.
He said that was hysterical to me. I'm sorry. he throws the Ned rig. That's what Ryan Popcorn Whitaker meant by soaking the turd.
The goose turd.
Throwing the Ned rig back there. So,
right.
Do you guys... So, like, what's the deal? Do you, Hunter and Jacob, are you guys allowed to take out the nitro, or is like the tracker your deal? Do you take the aluminum boat out? What's your deal? You got a different boat? What's going on?
The pontoon boat?
There? The tuner? What's up?
We have a tracker that we use for ours, like, about 90% of the time.
Okay.
And then sometimes we're like, hey, Dad, can we use your boat for, like, if it's a specific situation, like we had a tournament,
like whenever possible,
at the start of the catch and release for Michigan, where we were catching spawners and we wanted to have the two power poles to like lock in.
Sure, love it.
That's so spoiled.
Crucial.
That's so, but a great, yet again, a great sponsor plug, Jacob Zona.
Hey, way
Dad,
to go, Jake.
Hey,
way
Dad,
to
they're
go.
Spawning. We need pegs.
They did help though. Yeah. Help.
Powerful.
You know what's interesting? One thing that after that tournament, it was a bigger tournament at the beginning of the year. Hunter made a comment. He says, "Boy, we love fishing out of your boat, but that wrapped boat out on the lake is not a good deal."
we'll get to that. That's coming up.
Actually, I have to tell you something. I was up in your neck of the woods a few weeks ago. And
he was the guy boat, sleeping in your front yard.
My boat's not necessarily wrapped. I mean, it's a wrap, but it looks
it's
like
wrapped.
Stickers.
It's wrapped.
But I had two different people come over to me and be like, "Is that Zona?"
Yeah.
Me.
You look just
do
like
Mark. Do I look
Mark.
Like you?
You do.
No. I don't know what the
He looks like Conor
people.
McGregor,
no,
doesn't
I'm not
he?
Kidding you.
He
two
really
people.
Does.
Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah, they came all the way within 50 yards, and I heard them saying, "Oh, I thought that was Zona." Like, yeah.
That was, they did
I
that.
Look a lot like him.
That happened.
That is a great blessing and a horrible curse at the same time.
It's like that werewolf thing you got going.
Exactly.
And that's what the deal is. Were you guys watching the show, Hunter and Jacob, when your dad was on earlier or no?
Yes.
Okay. So you know what you're in for. Good. That's good. Have you guys ever kicked each other's ass in a knockdown, drag-out fight?
Yeah, we're actually starting to... like get into boxing because of McGregor. Speaking of that,
nice,
and like some other fights that we've watched, and we might get back into fighting each other.
Do you understand how much I have paid to fix your mouth and fix your teeth?
Hey boys, have you ever kicked your dad's ass?
Yeah,
like
whoa,
tag team.
I've never tried.
You tell them to shut their mouth when they talk to you, Mark. So. So you probably have access to some amazing tackle, don't you guys? Don't you, Hunter and Jacob? I mean, your dad's got an awesome set of tools. Let's face it. And he's a TV repairman. He can fix anything. But the fact of the matter is does your dad ever, like, is there any off-limit stuff? Is there, like, is your dad like, boys, go ahead, help yourself to anything, but...
No.
I asked them, Mark. I'm talking to the boys.
Sorry.
I guess maybe if it's just like we're going out just to have fun or whatever, we wouldn't throw like any like sacred stuff that he has.
What's that? What's sacred? Is anything sacred?
Like different crankbaits and different other stuff. That,
like what? Here we go.
A lot
go.
Of
what exactly?
That were made by hand. I could say that.
I gotcha. Uh-huh. Okay. The old stand.
Tournaments, everything is go though.
Anything is go during a derby.
Yeah.
During a derby, it's all go. Okay. So let's say now we like to create totally realistic scenarios on this show. Okay. So Jacob, Hunter, you guys are on vacation with your pop there. And let's say you're over the bridge somewhere in the UP. Some magical smallmouth environment, okay? You guys are fishing, and you're just absolutely wrecking them. You guys are wrecking them. And you catch a giant smallmouth. You boat flip it. You guys are high-fiving each other, okay? And then out of the smallmouth's mouth pops a bottle. A bottle pops out of the smallmouth's mouth. And then out of the bottle, you think it's Ish Monroe that pops out of the bottle, but it's not Ish Monroe. It's really a genie, a magical genie. Okay? Is this making any sense so far?
No. I'm following along, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, I'm glad Hunter gets
very
it.
Very realistic.
I'm glad it's super realistic. I'm glad Hunter gets it anyway.
We'll call this genie Carl Jones.
I would love to party also with you back in the day, Pat.
Yeah, and I'm completely sober now. 100% swear to God, honest
back
to God, it's true.
Back in the day, man.
Yeah, dude, I am. This is just my mind is messed up, dude.
Are you making this up as you go?
I'm totally making this up as I go. That's the magic of it. So, okay, so Ish Monroe as a genie pops out of the bottle. Okay, and he grants you guys three wishes. Hunter, what is your wish? Jacob, what is your wish? And Mark, what is your wish? Go. Hunter first. What is your wish? What is your wish from the magic Ish Monroe genie?
When I'm skipping docks, I'll never bang a pontoon again.
Never bang a pontoon
again? That's a good
again.
Wish.
Very acceptable. Okay. Jacob, how about you? What's your wish?
So the genie is Ish.
Okay. Yes.
I guess just teach me how to throw a frog like him wherever he goes and is
good
at it.
Good one. Good
That's
one.
A real yeah. good one.
Yeah.
That's a studio audience round of applause answer good right one. There. That's a good one. Right there.
Actually, those two wishes will go hand in hand good in one. The team tournament.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mark Zona, what's your wish from the genie?
You know, I'm going to go off of last week.
Okay.
Taping with my friend Kevin Van Dam, and I've like you guys. I've grown up in the Midwest and you have to deal with 20 to 30 mile per hour winds constantly. My wish would be when I launch my boat the rest of my life that it is light and variable.
Light and variable. Very good wish, Mark Zona.
It's pretty good.
Very good wish. We should probably get to some viewer mail questions, right? Because our whatever this is, Facebook Live Facebook. Questions. Yeah. JP Hi, the Hip Hop Fisherman, has questions for you. But first, for the boys, we have a question from one of your friends here, okay, that came in to me. I don't know if you heard earlier. There was all kinds of your guys' buddies sending questions. And this question comes in to you boys from Carl from Australia. And Carl from Australia wants to know. When the Twins make it to the Bassmaster Elite Series, what fishing nickname will Dave Mercer give them? Carl from Australia wants to know that from you, Hunter and Jacob. What name will Dave Mercer give you?
I don't think that's up for me to make up for myself.
You're copping out, Hunter.
You're right.
Come on.
Go Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead. I don't know about that.
Well, come on. Just come up with something. You got to be on your toes.
I don't know if I want to give myself like a self-given nickname because they're usually like weird.
Yeah, I agree.
It's usually weird people that do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good answer.
Like Shooter McGavin gave himself his own name.
Yes.
Yeah, Shooter.
You know what I'm saying.
Shooter.
Okay, well, he's got another question for you. I totally understand you guys not answering that, but that was an amazing question, and we thank Carl Jacobson for asking that. But here's another one from Carl to you boys. A little Australian trivia for you. Carl wants to know, which one is a true Australian food? A, the blooming onion. B, shrimp on the Barbie, C, prawns, or D, Foster's Lager. Which one is a true Australian food? You want me to repeat them, or did you get it?
I think shrimp on the Barbie
is a true Australian food. How about you, Jake?
Was answer A, the blooming onions?
Yes.
That.
So you knuckleheads think that a blooming onion or shrimp on the Barbie are true Australian foods?
I've seen Outback commercials and they claim to be Australian.
So. Where's the buzzer? Give them a double buzzer. The correct.
Wait, mine was wrong?
Yeah, you are both wrong. The correct answer is prawns. Prawns are a true Australian food. Mark knew that. Your dad knew that. Jeez.
I was going to actually, I was going to lean towards Foster's. I was.
Australian for beer.
Oh, this is amazing. Hey, let's go to the Facebook Live. JP Hyde, the hip hop fisherman over here. He runs our social media. JP, what do we got? Some questions for the Zona boys, the Z Trains, the Z Amigos?
Yeah, well, most of them from Mark, I mean. But yeah, we got some.
Who's Mark?
This first one is, what do you think of Anderson Media buying the majority stock in Bass? Do you see this causing changes?
We'll wait till the kids are off the show here in a little bit. I'll dive right into that whole thing.
Yeah, we got that one coming, but we'll cover that one.
Okay, this is again for Mark. If you were able to jackpot an Elite Series event right now, say Lake Erie or Thousand Islands, could you make the cut and break the top 50?
I would like my odds at Thousand Islands. I would truly like my odds. I would like my odds there, yes.
Dude, you're still like 167th in the Bass Fan World Rankings.
Right. And I think the last bit tournament I fished was like 42 years ago.
What else we got, JP? Send in these questions.
Have you worked on your net skills since the Maximus Lee debacle?
I can explain what happened there, okay? Look, number one, talking about trying to put a gorilla in a 5-gallon bucket, is I told Jordan to hammer it, to get in front of him, to really hit the trolling motor. So he put the trolling motor on 100. Well, I've got him. I mean, I've got him. His head's in the net. The problem is his head is in the net, and the boat is going that way. So I've got to go back. The whole thing was a disaster, really, from the start that morning. It was a beautiful disaster.
It was really awesome.
I'm going to blame it on momentum, is what happened there.
You gotcha.
And then he said, oh, fudge.
Yeah.
He did. That was not me. That was my friend.
He was on the show that night. I think you know he came on the Straight Cash show that night.
He was driving. He was doing it while he was driving. I watched it.
It was ridiculous. It could have gone horribly wrong.
Do you hear what Jacob said? Wow, that's safe. Way to go, guys.
Yeah. No press is bad press. Hey, what else we got, JP? Hi. Right,
this is for the boys. Would you rather go fishing or hunting with your dad?
Fishing. Yeah, I like fishing. Yeah.
That's a hard fishing.
I like hunting too, but I don't know. I like fishing more, so.
When I come over, I'm just going to go hunting on your golf course. That's what I
don't blame. I don't blame you.
That's what I'm going to do.
Mean.
Yeah.
Another one for the boys. Since you've started boxing again, which Bass Elite Series angler would you like to knock out?
Yes. Great. Ooh. Hey, who asked that question?
That's from Mike.
From Mike.
Mike, okay. K on the Facebook.
Mike K on the book face. Who would you knock out?
God, they're excited.
Oh, yeah. Look at them. They're like chomping at the prawn.
You got to throw somebody.
You're chomping at the prawns, Carl Jacobson.
Speaking of Carl, I know he's not in the Elite Series as of last year, but his brother is a boxer. That would be cool if I knocked him out. I don't want to fight him at all. This isn't like me wanting to fight him.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Just as a personal achievement. Yeah.
The hell do you want to punch Carl for? Who wants to?
What did Carl ever do to you?
Like the nicest guy ever.
Jeez. Gosh.
Hunter.
Gene Eisenman will come after you if you hit Carl.
Yes! Throwing a Gene Eisenman. I don't know. I wouldn't want to knock anybody.
You got to throw one.
Yep.
Got it.
Do it.
Have to.
I was
do
thinking
it.
Along the same lines as him, but
no,
I don't.
You can't guess the same.
Just because you're twins, you can't answer the same. Come on, kids.
Think fresh.
Go.
Go.
Aaron Martin.
Yo! Wow!
What is that?
Picking on Aaron.
Good endurance, though, because he runs a lot. So.
Yeah.
See, I like their angle, though. They're good. They're not going for the easy knockout.
They're like
they want the challenge.
I think they're going to be mayors of Centerville.
That dude eats cayenne pepper and peanut butter.
The first mayors of Centerville ever that are twins. They're going to share it. They're going to share it.
Speaking of Gene, he wants to know, when will he bring back the running of the beast?
Ooh.
That's the beast.
I'll be completely honest. I was thinking about bringing it back this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bringing back the beast. Unleash the lion.
Yep. Return is in the making.
Make it Italian, kids, running in the snow for no reason.
That's outstanding. That's
no
outstanding.
Reason.
Yeah. They, awesome.
Now you got a reason.
Are we there?
Gene Eisman wants to see it.
Hey, when is the next Zone Alive, and who will be the guest?
Oh, my gosh. We're actually going to lock it in tomorrow morning. It's at the end of this month. I believe it's going to be October 25th. Smallmouth water, a lot of them, and I cannot give the guest out for one more week.
Give the dirt. Come on.
Come on, Marky.
No one watches this. Come on.
End of the month.
Can you give us a rhyme?
Brad Snaler.
That works.
In other words, he's a carpenter.
Brad Snaler. Jack Railer.
Oh my gosh. Mark Zona. You ever seen the movie Napoleon Dynamite?
Well, I absolutely have.
Have you seen it, boys?
Yeah, a few times.
Okay, real good. Who do you guys think the Uncle Rico of bass fishing is?
Rick Morris, in my opinion.
Dicksaurus. That's outstanding.
Back in 86.
How about you guys?
Actually, I know a story that makes that so much more accurate.
About Rick Morris?
Yes. Sure. He was showing how far he could cast a crankbait in a parking lot.
Whoa.
And he put it about 100 feet up into a tree. And, he was trying to cast all the way across the parking lot to show how far he could throw a rod.
Put it right Uncle up Rico. Tree. Was he filming
That's
it
Uncle Rico.
From his van?
That's no, funny. Nobody filmed it, unfortunately.
Now, Hunter went with, who'd you go with? I like this.
Seth Fighter.
Yeah.
Seth Fighter is the Uncle Rico.
It's a throwback. Yeah.
He's got some Uncle Rico in him.
Really?
Burning
darts out there in the van.
Yes.
That's guys. Hey, let's play some game shows. You want to play some? I think you guys played a game show last time you were here.
Hey, before we do this, I got to ask one fishing question.
Oh, yeah. We're on till midnight. You've got
been wanting
of time.
To ask this for years. I always forget.
They don't even got school.
Mark, you do this hook set thing when you're working a tube or a jig. Where you start snapping the rod. I always think that you're snapping it out of the grass and then you hook a fish. But I don't think that's the case because you do it every time. What is that?
Really, it's something I've worked with them since they were little kids. There's a twofold reason that I do that. Number one is when I sit there and crack it, if it's in grass, I don't want it to initially break out of grass. Mm-hmm. I want it to be grabbing, and then break loose, and that's a lot of times when they bite it. The other side is, rarely do I feel the bite when I'm doing that. The rod just starts to load and load and load, and what happens is with a smallmouth, when a smallmouth, and I predominantly throw heavy tubes, I throw 3/8 and 1/2 ounce 90% of the time. Is what happens is when he grabs it, when he's got it, if you do one hook set on a smallmouth, 50% of them, you're going to lose because all they're going to do is go like this. Because when they get it in their crushers, they'll sit there, and if you hit them one time, he'll open his mouth and you'll lose him within generally on his first jump. Right. What that's doing is it is getting him to open his mouth and dig that hook in.
Nice.
Wow. Yep.
Tip of the week.
That's awesome.
Right there. Internet high five on that one.
Yes.
That's the deal right there. That's kind of like the
high fived about a hook set.
Yeah, we did high five about a hook set, just like Rick Morris.
Wait, the idea. And when you're doing that snapping, you're not really moving that bait much, are you?
No.
It's all slack line.
At most 6 inches. At most 6 inches. And I will tell you, That is, to me, probably the deadliest way to catch smallmouth on planet Earth is to fish a tube that way for smallmouth. It's brutally deadly on largemouth because I've shot largemouth shows cracking a tube. Mm-hmm. But it's unbelievable on smallmouth.
So you're really just shaking it aggressively.
Yeah, you're...
Great shaking, though.
The best way to... I say I'm cracking it, I'm really not. All I'm doing is bouncing my slack. I'm just bouncing my slack.
You know who else used to bounce their slack, Mark? I'm going to take you back.
Easy.
I'm being serious.
Slow down, cowboy.
You don't even know. So, I mean, let's go back to like 19...
I don't know every one of us.
Let's go back like 1982. And this guy has had a television show forever. He's one of our heroes. The old golden boy. And he, son, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pounder. Roland Martin, dude. Remember the old multiple hook sets that Roland used to do?
Absolutely.
Big ones. Yeah.
Back cracking them. Because he had the same principle with the large mouth that you're talking about when, you know, with the smallmouth, the same kind of deal. Did you ever read Roland Martin's 101 Bass Fishing Secrets?
I was big into pictures, Patrick. I was really big into pictures.
So you didn't read the articles?
I still am very big into pictures, Patrick.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I inadvertently cut you off. What were you going to say, Mark?
I will tell you that one of the ways that we fish a jig, one of the lakes that I'm going to take you to, Pat, that is how we fish a jig. Cracking it as hard as you can out of the grass, and then all of a sudden your rod loads and you've got one.
Oh, boy.
It's not a feeling a bite technique. It's just more of it's truly just more of your rod loads up and they've got it. But it's deadly on Midwest lakes.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Let's play game shows. You ready?
Let's do it.
Are you ready for this? Let's let Hunter and Jacob go first. Okay? We're going to play a game called Bassin Match Game. Okay? Are you guys ready? How about a little game show music, Ginger Ninja? Ah, yes! It's time for the Bassin Match Game with the Lords of Valhalla, Hunter and Jacob Zona. Hunter, I'm going to go with you first here. I'm going to give you a phrase, and you tell me what it matches up with bass fishing. The first phrase, Hunter, it's a Zona thing. It's a Zona thing. Yeah, he got buzzered already. It's his own.
You're it now.
Do you want to try and answer it, Jake?
And the rule was, Pat, you cut out real quick. The rule, the rule of this is, it connects to bass fishing, that phrase.
Yeah, correct. Connected to bass fishing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a Zona thing. What's a Zona strong point in the family of bass fishing? Go ahead,
Cracking
Hunter.
A tube.
Cracking a tube. Okay.
Cracking a tube.
Now we see how to play.
Good. Sorry, my bad. Terrible host.
Going to community college, man.
Okay. You know Richard Dawson over there.
I'm a terrible host. Here's a good one for you, Jacob. Darter dynamite. Darter dynamite.
Darter dynamite?
Yeah.
Darter dynamite. That is a hard combination of words.
Yes.
Darter dynamite.
It's fun to say.
Yeah. I don't...
Karen!
It's hardest. Evidently the hardest game show ever.
Yeah,
Pat.
Gosh. giving the kids an op here. The cool jerk. The cool jerk, Hunter. The cool jerk.
Throwing a jerk bait in cold water?
Cold water.
Nailed it.
They're finally getting it, Mark. They're finally getting it. You ain't seen nothing yet, Jacob. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay. When we're struggling in a tournament, and I take it and go to docks.
Yes, there it is. Now you're playing. There's really no wrong answer.
Correct me if I'm wrong. There is no wrong answer at all in this, is there?
There's not.
No.
No.
But you can win.
No, you can win stuff though,
and you can't lose.
Yeah,
you definitely can lose.
Yeah, you could definitely lose, but you can't win. I mean, you can, whatever.
Yeah, both.
Okay, so now this is a good one, And I'm going to give you a clue. It correlates back to an answer that you gave before. And Ryan Whitaker was talking about it. So there is a right and wrong to this, but there's really not. Hunter, sight fishermen. Sight fishermen.
Catching spawners?
Catching spawners. We're going to give them that, but the real answer is all those guys on these lakes that move up on Hunter and Jacob when they see him in the tracker are the rap boat. That's the sight fisherman. Where's my shotgun sound? Where's my shotgun sound? Let's shoot these guys. There it is. Give him a shoot them again. Boom. They're gone. So we have sound effects. This is my funnest part. Most funnest.
Mostest.
Jacob, it's my go-to. It's my go-to. Jacob Zona's go-to.
It's easy.
Throwing a jig.
Throwing a jig. That's your moneymaker. You're shaking your moneymaker with that jig, bub. Right there. All right. Well, congratulations. You guys won. You did, you did phenomenal. Outstanding job, Hunter and Jacob.
I feel like they came out of the gate a little slow.
They did.
And peaked near the end of that.
Oh, my God. You should see when Aaron Martins plays this with us. Yeah. Jesus. Oh, my God.
You guys said you wanted to knock him out. You just knocked him out on that show right there.
I mean, yeah, you totally beat Aaron. So if you got that going for you anyway. Mark, let's play a game with you. This one's called What's on Your Mind? Are you ready to play What's on Your Mind with Mark Zona? Yes. Ooh, yes. What's on your mind? He's a movie star. He's a television star. He's an author. Are you an author?
I am.
He's an author.
Yes.
He's just an all-around righteous guy. It's Mark Zona. And it's What's on Your Mind with Mark Zona. Mark, the first word to you is, or phrase, Carnival of Tears. Carnival of Tears, Mark.
Doesn't make sense, but I'm going to go Motley Crue.
Motley Crue, okay.
You're not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, I could see the correlation. It's like Theater of Pain, Carnival of Tears.
Just so you know, if you said Motley Crue to every question, you would win.
Yeah, I give that a thumbs up every time.
Yeah.
Yes.
It always wins.
But I told you the story, Pat, that I met him, right?
You did. He was a douche,
he was
right?
A jerk.
Yeah.
Total douche.
Yeah, yeah. We heard it. If you want to hear that story, go back to episode one of Mark Zona on Straight Cast.
I was not surprised.
It's on our web face, whatever it is. You can go back and watch that.
It's on our web face.
It's on our web face. Mark, Tony Danza. Tony Danza.
Sasquatchin. Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. The actual answer is when you boat flip a 6-pounder on the 8-foot flip stick and you're like, who's the boss? Who's the boss? That's a Tony Danza.
That was the worst show ever.
I know.
But you know what's weird?
Yeah.
Back in the day, totally had a crush on Alyssa Milano. Oh, it was like trouble.
Back in the day? What about now?
It'd be weird if you didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. Troubled. I mean, troubled.
Exactly. Hold on a second. Alyssa, Mark's talking about you. Hold on a second. She didn't want to hear about it. Okay. What does this say, Ryan? I can't read this.
Which one?
What did I write?
This one here?
Yeah. Let's skip that one.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Unethical onlooker.
Unethical onlooker. Yes, unethical onlooker. That's what I thought of. Yes.
Jacob Poroznik.
What?
I don't know. Like I said.
Okay.
I'm going to trust that answer.
That's some of those guys that were on St. Clair moving in on all the elite guys. Those are the unethical.
Boy, they weren't they?
Oh, yeah. That's side. Here's one for you.
I was off the water during that on unethical onlooker. Let me get back in the zone.
It's a fishing show, dude. Bloodstain on the stage.
Davey Height.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Is that from his knee slide? Is that rug burn?
It was the best worst knee slide ever.
It was
ever.
That's the blood stain on the stage.
That's a great answer.
Who's the natural? Who's the natural, Mark?
Jordan Lee.
Jordan Lee is the natural. Yeah. I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah.
Start calling him Robert Redford.
Vikings versus Spartans.
I'm going to go with Jason Christie and Brandon Polinick.
Okay, that's a good answer. But the correct answer is Homewood Flossmoor High School versus Marion Catholic.
Wow, good point.
Yes. I can't believe that you
True
screwed
story.
That.
True story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
You know you had to take an entrance test to get into Marion Catholic.
Yeah, I made it, actually, believe it or not. That's where I went.
I did not.
You dumb.
I did not.
You're looking at the pictures.
But the best thing...
Pat, the test was like 5 hours long. 2 hours in, bro, I was done.
I cheated on it, I admit. Yeah, I was way too unruly, but I made it in somehow.
Yes.
Plus, my parents had a lot of money.
You passed the test out the window.
Worked out well. But the best thing about HF was, like, Marion Catholic, we didn't have a football stadium at the time. So we would play the games at HF. And you guys had – there was amazing things that went on underneath those bleachers at Homewood Flossmoor, let me tell you. Some of the best times of my life.
This is not a joke. I'm dead serious telling you this. The very first football game I've ever been to, high school football game I've ever been to in my entire life, was with my children. I never went to one in high school.
Wow.
Wow.
I know. True story.
Apparently you missed out.
You know what's interesting, though, Pat? I'm going to stop you on something. Something okay. that we're into, these two are into it, is I got a buddy, Sammy, that lives on the south side of Chicago. He lives right near you guys, okay?
Okay.
He comes up here on the weekends, and do you know what our hidden passion is?
No.
True story.
Tell me.
When we don't bass fish, all we do now is carp fish.
Yes. Really?
Mulberries?
He has brought techniques to the carp fishing world that are the likes of Kevin Van Dam cranking.
Really?
Absolutely. Like, I'm totally addicted to it.
What are you doing? Like, what is it? What's the, like, are you, I
is
mean.
Is it those little things yes. that look like those,
Yes.
Yes. Ah.
Snozzberries. They're snozzberries.
They look like those little smoke bombs.
Yes.
You used to buy from the gas station, right?
Little exactly colored balls. Right. Like, I will tell you that next to throwing a frog and skipping docks and blah, 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 doing all that, the hidden passion in the Zona house for my buddy Sammy, it's. Carp fishing.
Carpe
it's
diem.
Phenomenal.
Wow. And you're just going around the local lakes around there
uh-huh.
by you off of 12 or something?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Addicted to it. Like, Mercer did a show on it on the St. Lawrence River, and I've rewatched the show like 10 times. I'm so into it.
Are you sight yeah. fishing them at all?
You seesawing them?
Sightseeing them? More with you. You were sight fishing them. To just find out where they're at. When you find the bubble trails,
yeah,
and then you go to work. It's a massive, massive chumming situation.
Have you learned how to differentiate a bubble trail from a snapping turtle to a carp?
No, because we've caught snapping turtles doing it too. Yeah. I'm serious. Well,
I used to do it a lot too.
I love it.
Beastie. Back to bass fishing. What do you say we get back to bass fishing, guys? Hunter and Jacob... you guys have won a few bucks on a jig this year. That's your deal. I want to hear from you guys. Like, talk to us about your jig of choice and the combo that you guys are throwing it on 90% of the time. I want to hear your setup. I want to get some dirt off of you boys. Talk to me.
I'll leave that to you. I throw a half-ounce striking structure jig. With I think it's Blue Craw, Rage Craw. he sets me up with the rods and everything, so.
But what's the rod? What are you using? You gotta know. I'm sure you're a tackle geek like the rest of us.
Andy Montgomery, dock scooping rod.
That 6'9" one, yeah. Or whatever it is. 7 foot?
Yeah, he's got the 690. They use the longer one.
Okay, gotcha. It's got the fast tip on it. Yes. You're slinging it under the docks. What are you throwing it on? 15 fluoro? 17? 20? What is it?
20.
20?
Yeah.
That's the deal. 20-pound line, the half-ounce Denny Brower Strike King structure jig, and what's the trailer? The Blue Craw what?
Rage Craw.
The Rage Craw on the back.
Do you put that little bit of orange, secret orange stuff your dad was using? What was that stuff? Can we get that yet?
What's the sauce?
Yeah, what is that sauce?
He hit it on Zone Alive.
No.
Come on.
Again, moving on.
Come on.
So you guys kind of brought up a point there when you mentioned the color. Now, last time, Mark, when you were on the show, I don't know if you remember, we talked about if bass have memory. And you said most certainly bass do have memory. And you gave the example of Hunter and Jacob fishing docks and how bass got accustomed and conditioned to things. My question to you in correlation with that is color really that important? Do we overcomplicate colors of baits?
I think we do. I think we do. For the simple fact, this is terrible to say, but I mean, you know, heck, if you watch the shows that I do, my stuff looks like a bluegill or a shad.
Right.
Everything that I use is very, very, very natural. For the simple fact that gosh, I mean, if you really look at, you know, I'll goof around with flake more than anything.
Okay.
But standard smokes, watermelons, and green pumpkins, and you can go. What I have learned on a lot of the lakes that they fish now and a lot of the lakes that I've grown up on is, okay, so say you go fish shallow and you're a jig guy like these dudes or you love throwing a jig. If you show it to them too much, they will get conditioned to it. That's why don't go practice 3 days in a row throwing at docks with a jig. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And here's what's interesting is we've started skipping a lot of different baits under docks on these Midwest lakes in the last few months.
Do tell.
Swim baits and frogs under boat docks and pontoon boats is incredible. Extremely hard to skip, to get used to it, but painfully brutal. Brutal. Brutal.
I agree.
The frog is a frog is a challenge. That thing rolls.
This guy loves the frog.
On the docks, man.
But I will tell you, yeah, the last 30 days, that has been the home wrecker on the docks in this area.
Nice.
Yes.
That's the Tony Danza.
That is the Tony Danza.
That's the Tony Danza.
And it amplifies the strike, too, which is awesome. You throw that thing under a pontoon boat.
What I found with it, and these guys have found, it's weird, but it'll either be a bowling ball strike, or it's just some of the biggest ones, now that the water's cooled down a little bit, that's all it is.
Yep.
Hey, I'm very uncomfortable with a spinning rod. I can throw them. I can, and I can do it, but I am most comfortable with a jig rod, an 8-foot flip stick, or some sort of fiberglass crankbait rod. Those are my comfort zones. Okay, are any of you three Z amigos uncomfortable by any means with a spinning rod, or is it kind of second nature to you?
No.
You're not, are you?
No.
What can I need therapy, Mark.
You're the only one.
I need therapy.
You know, but I'll be dead honest with you. You know what I'm very uncomfortable with?
Tell me.
I'm very uncomfortable with a 7.5 to 8-foot cranking rod. It's sloppy. Mm-hmm. It's sloppy. I'll be honest with you. I've gone to really change my way of that. I've gone to cranking with light action flipping sticks just because it's more comfortable.
Gotcha. Like, you know? I know Hackney does. I know Hackney cranks the deep cranks with his 8-foot right. flip stick. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm with you, too. Do you notice, is it because... For me, it's like I can't feel the grass on there. With that long crankbait rod, I can't tell if the grass is on the bait or not.
And here's what's weird is I'm okay using those rods on a ledge on Kentucky Lake where I'm just grinding. Okay? Gotcha. I'm just grinding. All I'm doing is shoveling snow. But when I'm on a lake up here and I got to rip grass, I have to go to a 7 foot to a 7 foot four cranking rod and yeah. not over, just so I can. It's almost a mechanical thing, and I always come back with a word. It's when I go over a 7.5 foot cranking rod, it just feels sloppy.
Right.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
It's like a pole vault.
I'm kind of with you there. So, Hunter and Jacob, what technique are you guys uncomfortable with? What would you feel that you need to improve yourselves to make you guys better anglers? Go ahead, Hunter, you first. What could you...
I'd say the same thing. I'd say cranking, because that's probably what I do the least out of any technique. I would say flipping in, like, sticks and other stuff, like, in, like, rivers and different things, because gotcha. I don't have, like, much experience in, like, rivers and stuff. I mean, like, just, like, lakes or whatever, but that's one thing that I notice I need to work on.
Dude, and I'll tell you right now, you guys come out our way. We're not too far from you, and I fish some little untapped tributaries of Lake Michigan. That is nothing but flipping. It's a river, flipping sticks, flipping log jams. It'll learn you quick. Okay, we're I mean, this always, your dad doesn't talk much, so these shows, you know, they, I know how. In fact, Kumar's like, oh, you're having all three of them on? It's like, yeah, good luck to Hunter and Jacob even getting a word in with their dad.
I think I've done well.
You've done very good, Mark. I'm very proud of you. You're doing really good. What did you boys think when your dad first said, hey, Pat wants you to come on this show? What'd you guys think? Be honest.
Oh, I was all for it. I was excited.
Really?
Yeah, because I liked it last time. I'm like, yeah, totally.
Nice.
Pat, they told me the chicks at school the next day were off the chart.
That happens to me, too, when I'm hanging out in the parking lots at school the days after these shows, too. It's going on. I listen to Billy Squire. I'm hanging out in the parking lot. In my Trans Am. Got the music going.
Gold Eagle.
Speaking of babes.
Squire. Oh, my God.
Speaking of babes.
That RR Speedwagon cassette tape.
I got it.
Getting worn out.
Glad I called that guy. The little Billy Madison reference there. Hunter and Jacob, speaking of babes, like, who is your celebrity crush right now? Like, who's the celebrity crush for you? Jacob, you first. Who's your celebrity crush?
Kind of a new one. I saw It like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
The girl from It.
Who is it?
The girl from It.
Yeah.
What's her?
Yeah.
What's her name?
They don't know.
Oh, they don't know. Okay,
her name is the girl from It.
The girl from It.
Wasn't she like 12?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
He says.
I don't think so.
You mean 11 from Stranger Things?
Hunter, you got a guy.
15. Okay.
Hunter, who is it?
Katy Perry. There's mine.
Wow. Boom. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Is Jacob Googling it now? Just guys, ask me who my celebrity crush is right now. Ask me.
Who is it?
I love Blake Lively when she's on that rock in that shark movie. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. She is so gorgeous. Yeah, I just did.
She's got to be to get past that.
I want to kill that guy that, what's his name, her boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds? He's out. I hope she likes bash fishing talk show hosts, because I really want to get in on that. If you know what I'm saying.
I just looked it up.
She's actually watching.
15. I'm not that weird.
That's okay.
All right.
It's okay.
All right.
It's good.
2 years. Whatever. Right. You're not 17. That much.
Now,
that
works.
If you would have said
next year, it's a problem.
That's outstanding. Hey, Hunter and Jacob, we're going to close up the show with your pops, and we got a couple things to cover, but guys, thank you so much for coming on, man. It's been a pleasure to have Hunter and Jacob Zona, the overlords of Valhalla. You can find them on the Instagram. We follow you, dude, right on the Instagram. It's Jacob Zona and Hunter Zona 4. Did I mix that up?
No, that's right.
Okay, there it is. Look it up on the IG. IG superstars. You're bigger than Miley Cyrus on the Instagram. You guys know that? You guys know that? Thanks so much, man. Hey,
thank you.
Hey, you want to wait? You guys want to stick around for 1 second? Wait, hold on. Sit back down. I'm sorry to do this, but I don't know if you guys know this about your father and I, that we have been compared to the likes of Lennon and McCartney, Jagger Richards, Hall and Oates, Cagney and Lacey, Plant and Page. Yes. We are songwriting geniuses. Do you know that about your father and I?
I guess it's newfound knowledge now. I didn't know that.
We're about to learn you, boys. We're about to learn you here. Last time you were on, as I reach into my bag of tricks right here. Last time that Mark was on, he and I worked for months on what was possibly the greatest fishing song ever written. Mark, you and I have been secretly working in a warehouse in the boroughs of London.
And we've been collabing.
Yeah, we've been collabing. And the record label wanted us to come up with, you know, since we're both from Chicago, they wanted us to come up with a Chicago blues type thing.
Yes.
Okay, so we've done it. I mean, we've done it, Mark. And Ryan Popcorn Whitaker, if you can give us a beat, we're just going to, it's a little
you
basic.
Want a blues beat?
Yeah, it's kind of a blue, but I'll start us off here. And this one's called Bass and Blues. And Mark, can we present this to the world?
Let's see what we can do, Pat. All right.
We've been bassin', man, since the day we was born. Get it, Mark.
I was Z Cavalry Cheese with a gold Italian horn.
Oh, you basses, get on the line.
I like every single song from Leanne Ryan.
That was amazing. Z Cavaricci's? Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Where's my studio audience for that?
Thank you.
They abandoned me. That was horrible.
That's horrible.
Horribly awesome.
Horribly awesome.
I had an extra kick drum that was a little offbeat over here.
That was good, though. It was really good. Good job, Popcorn. And what,
we got
what,
Leanne Rimes in there.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I caught that.
Okay, nice. Y'all,
that's a little weird.
If Billy Ray Cyrus, your old movie star,
that's right,
buddy, would have been in it.
My that buddy from way back.
Yeah, it would have been super weird. In that movie that Jacob Wheeler starred in as
and
a young
Joe
boy.
Thomas.
Yeah.
He did, too.
He did. Is it true that Jacob Wheeler is Joe Thomas's illegitimate love child? Not sure.
Well done.
Mark. that's a little inside joke that Death Spider and I have. But anyway, let's talk bass fish. I mean, if you boys want to stick around, I don't care. Just stick around. Is that okay?
Beautiful.
Yeah, come on. Just hang out. As long as it's okay with your mom. And she,
I think so.
She doesn't yell at me when I come over. Last time when I saw her in Detroit, she yelled at me.
She will light you up like a Christmas tree.
I know. I was like, come on, Karen, get on the camera. Come talk to us. No! She said, she doesn't sound like that. Yeah. That's how my mom sounds, but she didn't sound like that. But anyway, let's get to bass. And bass sold. Bass sold. Is it really a big deal, Mark?
I don't think it's a big, you know, in all honesty, Pat, I don't think anybody's going to notice. For the simple point that I do know that the new ownership, one of the key players in the new ownership, has been there really working for the last 4 to 5 years.
Gotcha.
You know, it's kind of like, from what I understand, like a silent partner. But you know, here's the one thing I want to tell you is. Jerry called me on what's today? Today, Tuesday. Jerry called me yesterday and talked to me about, you know, that the sale had gone through, and Man, I'm not saying this because he's my boss, because I haven't talked to Jerry a ton the last couple years, just because we go different directions work-wise. You know, he's always at tournaments. I'm always in the studio. But I told him something, and I said, man, I said, thank you for as much as you busted your ass the last decade.
Awesome.
And really the guys that owned that thing, look, Bass was, you know, when they got it, when they bought Bass, there was a lot of work that needed to be done, and those guys did it. They got it done and to a good place. And I look forward to the next decade with those guys. You know, the one thing I asked Jerry and his son Mike is, what does this mean? Like, what does they said absolutely nothing. You will not see, feel any change whatsoever, because it's somebody internally that's been working there. So
good.
Good.
Yeah,
yes.
I think and not only that, I will tell you one thing. I do not know, but this is something I talked to you about, Pat, off the air, was I don't know the new owners, but I'm not going to say I did a background check the last very, very, very highly respected among other media players in the fishing industry, and to a man, everybody I've spoke to said, y'all in good hands. You're in good hands.
Awesome. That's nice. Good news. I like it the way things are. I don't think any of us like change as humans.
It's my favorite time in Bassmasters right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the way things are going with the live and all this stuff, it's awesome.
This is the era.
It's the best way to watch it.
This is the era, and it's shaping the way for future, I hate the word hammers. I'm sick of that word, but it's shaping the way for future bass fishing. I prefer bass fishing rock stars like Hunter and Jacob.
I would say the only bad thing about it right now is less work is being gotten done by bass fishermen on Thursdays and Fridays than ever.
You know what's interesting is you say that, you know, the tournaments that I was not at this year, which was, you know, basically half of the season, I was the biggest viewer.
I mean,
I sent in more. I sent in more feedback than anybody. But I will tell you, and you know, Jerry's still going to be around. You know, he's not just going to disappear. But that, what you just said right there, that was Jerry's vision. You know, I remember when we started doing the War Room, and you know, Mark Jeffries from Bass Zone was doing live stuff. Everybody's work and commitment has turned into whatever it is now. I look forward to the next decade, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun to be a fan of the sport. I really do.
Absolutely. Is the sport going to evolve away from the traditional weigh-ins and more into that MLF or bracket style deal?
Oh, I think there's a place for that, but to me, there's still, you know, part of the, you know, the history is weigh-ins.
Yeah.
It's part of our history, and it's part of, you know, I remember going to weigh-ins when I was their age, and one of the things that they love most is coming to tournament weigh-ins. So do I think that there's a happy medium in there somewhere to do both? Yeah, I do.
I love it. I mean, yeah. And speaking of MLF, I heard that this happened with the selling or the purchase, the new purchase of Bass, that Tommy Sanders has been fired and they brought in Shelly Sanders from Major League Fishing because she's hotter.
She is. There's no doubt about that. But I'm going to tell you, Tommy does throw out some killer openings and closes, and I don't think she has the game.
She does not. That was completely ridiculous.
I love Shelly, but Tommy can go nowhere.
You know, Tommy does the opening for our show.
Oh, I've heard it.
Yeah. He does that spooky theater of pain thing. It's outstanding. Yes.
Put him on the spot and he knocked it out of the park.
He nailed it.
You know what's what is amazing about that dude? Like, oh my gosh. You know, what's weird is when Davey started, he's like, Tommy is so good. I said, dude, wait till you work next to him, you know, for multiple events. I've worked with him for 12 years now, and I'm still speechless how good that guy is. It's so incredible how good he is.
Yeah, dude, I mean, I've never seen the definition of a professional fit so well to any individual ever in this industry.
And no, nothing negative to all the other the circuits and the other shows that cover tournaments, but I roll my eyes at least twice at every one of those other ones. Tommy Sanders has never, ever made me question anything he said. Man. He's always right on point.
He's making this shit
ridiculous.
Up. It's awesome as he goes.
Tommy Sanders, you're right, making this shit up is exactly right. But Tommy Sanders, like, and I mean this, he could be right now commentating the playoff game, the Major League Baseball. He could be he could be opening for Monday Night Football. He's that good at what he does.
He really is. Hey, and we are running out of time. The producer over here, the Ginger Ninja, he's given me this like six times already. But I got another question for you, and I'm really curious about your opinion on this. Who, in your opinion, is the biggest force, the biggest entity in the business side of bass fishing?
Oh, Johnny Morris.
Johnny Morris, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. And I'll tell you something, man, I'm pretty passionate about this, is look, the guy's obviously he's an incredible businessman.
Like, for sure. Started it out of a garage, Mark. Started it out of his garage.
And Pat, and I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but I was talking, you know, when I was down there, they opened the Wild Museum last week, and I walked through that deal, and we are lucky to have a conservationist like that guy. Because look, he's a billionaire, man. He could go buy an island and just disappear. Just disappear, and he made his money. Here's where I have an amount of respect for that guy. He cares about regulations of fishing. He cares about conservation of hunting. He cares about our rights as fishermen and our rights as hunters. And this is a self-made guy that doesn't need to worry about any of that
stuff. Right,
right. I have, for that reason alone, as much respect for that guy that he's out there fighting for us, for all of you. And he doesn't have to. Doesn't have to.
It's awesome.
But that's what, that to me, look, I love his stores, and I love everything on that end of it. But what I care about most is his legacy. To me, is what he's done for the rights of hunters and fishermen.
Absolutely,
it's enormous.
Well said, Mark Zona. Well said. Yeah. Well said, man. Hey, again, thank you so much to all of you Z Amigos for coming on the show, guys. I mean, always a good time. Always a good time with you guys, and every time your pops comes on, now you guys are invited too. I hope you know that.
Thank you.
They knocked it out. They did great, didn't they, Mark?
This is their first this is their first like big time.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the game now.
So give us an internet high five right there, guys. Internet high five. That's how we do it at Ashley Schaefer. Woo!
Ashley Schaefer. If you throw out another Eastbound and Down reference, listen, I don't like you, Pat. I love you.
Mark, what's the name of that? What's the name of that kid, Mark, we used to beat the heck out of when we were kids? What is his name? Mongoloid Mike? Is that the kid down the street?
Stevie Janowski.
Mark, I will see you guys next month, right? Next month? Is that when we're getting together?
I would say possibly sooner.
Okay, I'll bring the Zona family some Polish sausage again.
Love it, brother.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure. That is the Z Amigos, Hunter, Jacob, and Mark Zona. We are out of time right now. Thank you so much, Bass Fishing Universe, for keeping it locked here again on another episode of Stray Cats Outdoor Cartoon Television. Thank you to the sponsors, all of you. Without you, we could not do this. We are off next week, but we return on, what is the date? The 18th, guys? October 18, yes. We return with 2017 Bass Angler of the Year, Brandon Palahniuk, and it is a fan appreciation show, so get the questions ready. Brandon is all yours, October 18th. Until then, I'm Pat Remwick, Ryan Whitaker, Larry Kyleman's over here,
hey.
JP High,
yeah.
And the Ginger Ninja, we bid you farewell. Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Stray Cast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening. Peace!